Psalm 119, verse 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. If correctly read, that's verse 57 through verse number 64. Let's pray together. Our Father, tonight, we know, God, that without you we can do nothing. But Lord, if you'd just breathe on this preacher tonight, breathe on the word of God tonight, breathe on your people tonight. Lord, I remember what John of old said. He would pray often, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, sometimes we have a hard time hearing you. God, I pray tonight you'd just open our hearts, open our ears, help us, God, to hear the word of God, and help us, Lord, that we might be changed more and more like you till you come and take us home. I do thank you, dear God, for answered prayer. Sister Christy, able to be back with us this morning. Sister Teresa, oh God, you've been so good to us. We pray, our Father, that goodness would just lead us along another mile. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And in case you weren't here this morning, and some were working with children and different things this morning, just a little bit of a recap. We're looking at the eighth section of eight verses. There's 22 sections of eight verses in Psalm 119. Each section begins with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, with a letter and then going on to the next and the next, all the way up through the last eight section of eight verses, which makes 176 verses in all. Not only does each section begin with that letter, but each verse in that section begins with that letter in the Hebrew language. We're looking at the letter Chet, and it's the eighth letter in the Hebrew language. And we established this morning that the numerical value was eight. And eight in numerology is talking about a new beginning. We talked about the pictogram of the letter. If you look at it in your Bible, it looks like a doorway or an entrance. And Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus is our entrance into the city of God and the kingdom of God. We talked about this morning where Jesus said, I am the door. There's none other. It wouldn't matter if I believed there was another door. There's still not another door. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man, not some man, but no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we looked at several things this morning, just briefly. At this door, we see the child of God's portion. In verse number 1, thou art my portion, O Lord. I said I would keep thy words. In Psalm 16 and 5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. Basically, what that's saying is when a man walks through that door, he finds all that he needs. He finds in the Lord Jesus all that he needs. We said this morning, and it's so true, that we're created with a vacuum in our life that only Christ can fill. Many of you remember trying to fill it. You look for that something to fill that vacuum everywhere. But I tell you, when you met the blessed Savior, he came in and made you whole, amen, and fulfilled that need in your heart and in your life. In verse 58, we see at this door, we see the child of God's pardon. Aren't you glad he's able? You know, regardless of what we've done, regardless of where we've been. I believe that thief on that cross, hallelujah, bless the day.
He probably thought, man, I've done it now. There's no hope for me. When he looked over and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He found an abundant pardon that day. And Jesus said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And then the third thing we saw was in verse number 59. At this door, we see the child of God's penitence, regret for one's wrongdoing or sinning, a contrition, repentance. Amen. That's not penance. Penance is trying to do enough works to make up for your sin. But repentance is turning from your sin and turning to the one that can save you. Amen. In faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I tell you, I thank God for the day that I thought on my ways. My ways were not leading me his way. My ways were leading me away from him. My ways were leading me to hell. But thank God I considered my way and turned my feet unto the word of God. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. At this door, we see the child of God's priority. Look in verse number 60. The word of God said, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I tell you what I believe. I believe time's running out. In the days of Jesus, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. I believe the night is upon us, youngins. I don't believe we're living in the midnight hour. I believe we're living in the midnight seconds. Amen. And that we need what we do, we ought to do quickly for the Lord. There ought to be an urgency about what we do. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I'm going to give you the last four things tonight. Brother Brian, there was not 14. You're welcome. There was only 8 total. 4 this morning and 4 tonight. Amen. I told Brother Mike Patterson a while ago, I said, just for his meanness, I ought to preach till 9 o'clock. There's 2 things wrong with that. Number one, I ain't able. I'm about done. Amen. But number two, Brother Mike said, don't count on me staying awake. Amen. If you go to 9 o'clock, I'm just kidding. At this door, in verse number 61, the Bible said, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. Here's what I see. I see when a man goes through the door, a woman goes through the door, a teenager goes through the door, God gives them something called perseverance. They're able to press on. In spite of the enemy, in spite of being robbed, they're able to keep the word of the living God. The Bible said, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy word. I read this last week. I thought it fit real good right here. I want to especially get to the last sentence. This was published in the Daily Bread, our Daily Bread. In ancient Rome, crowds by the tens of thousands would gather in the Colosseum to watch as Christians were torn apart by wild animals. How many of you ever heard of that or read about that? And people would cheer. Paul Rader, commenting on this visit, on his visit to this famous landmark, said, I stood uncovered to the heavens above, where he sits for whom they gladly died. And I asked myself, would I, could I, die for him tonight to get this gospel to the ends of the earth. Rader continued, I prayed most fervently in that Roman arena for the spirit of a martyr and for the working of his Holy Spirit in my heart as he worked in Paul's heart when he brought him on his handcuffed way to Rome. Those early Christians, listen to this statement, they lived on the threshold of heaven. I say, if the early Christians lived on the threshold of heaven, how much more should you and I live on the threshold of heaven tonight? The Bible, or this man said, they lived on the threshold of heaven. He said, this spoke to my heart. He said, within a heartbeat of home. What if we would live like that? Like we're within just a heartbeat of home. You sang about it tonight, Brother Ralph. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Oh, beloved friend, they lived on the threshold of heaven within a heartbeat of home. No possessions to hold them back. I tell you what, we ought to be like Abraham. He lived in a tent. You say, what's there significant about that? It didn't take long to pull up the stakes and move. Hallelujah. It's about moving time for the children of God. It's about time. Listen, don't you drop an anchor too far down here in this world. You get anchored in Him and you'll be ready to move when He comes to take us home. Bless His name. At this door, we see the child of God's perseverance. My friend, God wants us to persevere, to press on. It won't be very long. It can't be very long. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Beloved, at this door, we see the child of God's perseverance. Then in verse number 62, look at this with me tonight. The Bible said at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. At this door, we see the child of God proclaiming thankfulness, praise to the God of heaven. Look what the Bible said. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I'll tell you something tonight. There are times when we can't sleep. Right? There are times it's because we're troubled. But when was the last time you couldn't sleep? And it was because you realized you were behind on your praise. You were behind on your thanksgiving. Oh, there's a song, I can't remember it, but it talks about waking up in the morning and hearing the children's feet coming across the floor and knowing that my family's all right. When's the last time we got up in the middle of the night and said, God, thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my children. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that lives in me. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for my Bible. Thank you for my church. Thank you for this country that we live in. With all of its ills and woes, I still wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the world. And even in the United States, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else than East Tennessee. I love it here. Amen. I don't have a problem with it. I love it. The child of God is proclaiming, we that have entered in through the door, that's the door. We ought to be thanking God for the book. We ought to be thanking God for the blood. We ought to be thanking God, Sister Teresa, for the brethren. Amen. For those that we rub shoulders with. We ought to be thanking God for the blessed hope that He's coming again. Take us home. What a blessing that is tonight. At this door, we see the child of God's perseverance. At this door, we see the child of God proclaiming. Let's move on in the message tonight. In verse number 63, he said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee. I sat there on the bench tonight. And listen, don't worry, I wouldn't go anywhere without God's direction. That's the truth. But I'm going to tell you something I really, really enjoyed when I was in the mission work with Rock of Ages. And that was this, meeting God's people everywhere that I went. Sometimes when you're in a church, even a good church, when you're pastoring or you're just a faithful member, you really forget that God's got young and scattered out all over this globe. I'm telling you, I found a church in just south, about I guess 45 minutes or an hour south of Hartford, Connecticut. And you wouldn't think any good thing could come out of Connecticut. But I'm telling you, God had 400 or 500 youngins up there in that church, and we had a missions conference. They love God. They love the King James Bible. They love the old songs. They love one another, and they love this missionary. God has people. He's made us companions. It's bigger than just Bible Way. He's got young and scattered out all over the globe. Watch what the Bible said here. I'm a companion of all them. Well, let me ask you something. Are all them that fear Him in this room tonight? Are all them that fear Him in this city tonight? Are all them that fear Him in this state tonight? Are all them that fear Him in this country tonight? Oh, no. They're scattered out all over the globe, God's got people that love Him and serve Him and fear Him. My friend, tonight, I'm a companion of every one of them. And so are you. Ain't that good? You see, if you come to my house, there's a front door, and there's a back door, and there's a basement door. I think that's all the doors, ain't they, Missy? A back door, a front door, and a basement door. And so there's three doors. But when you come to heaven, there's only one door. And when you walk through that door, God puts you in a family, honey, that's huge, that's worldwide. Most of them are already in glory, but we're fixing to have a reunion and get together with the children of God. At this door, we find the child of God's perseverance. At this door, we see the child of God proclaiming. He's thankful at midnight. At this door, we see the child of God's people. He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee. God-fearing people. God's faithful people. When you walk through that door, you know, think about this tonight. Here at Bible Way, we're companions temporarily. Think about that. I've tried to challenge you, church. You remember Brother Lance with the youth and the youth retreat, how I tried to challenge the youth. Honey, you never know. Right now, we're companions. But it can be so temporary. And it might not be one of the seniors that leaves out of here next. It might be a child. It might be a teenager. It might be a young person. It might be a mother, a father. It might be a senior. We don't know. And I tell you, in this temporary companionship, we ought to cherish every moment of it. We ought to thank God every time that we get together. This fellowship, this companionship is temporary down here. But thank God, there's a place where it's eternal. The Bible said, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he talked with me, and he said, come hither. Got something I want to show you. I want to show you the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah. There's eternal fellowship as well as temporal fellowship. Wait till God shows us the Lamb's wife. Shows us the entire bride. The bride of Christ. So tonight, I'm a companion of them that all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Let me give you this tonight and I'm done. Verse 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. At this door, not only do we see, as we started in the message, we see that we're the child of God's portion, the child of God's pardon, the child of God's penitence, the child of God's priority, the child of God's perseverance, and the child of God proclaiming, we see the child of God's people. Listen to me carefully. When you come through this door, you discover the child of God's purpose. God left us here for a reason. He left us here for a purpose. You say, preacher, what is that purpose? Well, I told you a while ago about the bride. The Bible said, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Let me ask you something. How many of you are aware that every day people are giving up on life? People are taking their own life. Every day, I've never experienced it, but they say our veterans, I think the average is 20-some a day. Brother Ralph, I can't imagine what they've seen, what they've experienced, how that it must haunt them like a bad dream. But I want to tell you something tonight. Lots of times people give up because they don't realize and understand that there's a God in heaven that has mercy. That has mercy. And I believe you and I, our purpose in life is to let this world know that wherever they are, whatever they've done, there's a God in heaven that has mercy. Mercy enough to go around. He had mercy on me. And He'll have mercy on whosoever will. Let him come and take of the water of life freely. The Bible said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. That's what our purpose is. There's mercy. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. I'm glad tonight that I have a purpose. Brother John taught this morning. He'd done a great job in Sunday school on the gospel. You might think everybody knows the gospel. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many Baptists don't know what the gospel is, let alone people that are not churched. But thank God tonight. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, how that Christ died for our sin according to the Scripture, that He was buried, that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. The best news that you and I will ever hear or ever share with somebody else is that God has mercy, and that, my friend, Christ receiveth sinful men. Hallelujah. Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I'll tell you tonight, there's mercy at the throne of grace. There's most mercy at the throne of God. I don't know about you tonight, but when I got saved, Brother Rose, I had no idea what was taking place when I came through that door. I had no idea. But I want to say this tonight. The more time I spend in Him, with Him and me, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter it grows. Amen. I thank God tonight for the peace that passes all understanding. I thank God tonight that I have a purpose in this life. I thank God tonight that I have a purpose. Jesus has mercy. The earth, O Lord, is full of Thy mercy. Teach me Thy statutes. This little letter, Chet, the pictogram up and over and back down, a doorway, an entrance. I don't know about you tonight, but my heart is broken because so many are still on the wrong side of the door. So many have not entered in by the door. Jesus said it like this in John chapter number 10. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. You know what the devil wants young people to do? He wants them to believe that if they was to come through that door, they're going to miss out on all the good things in life. Honey, I didn't know nothing about good things in life till I come through that door. I didn't know anything about living till I come through that door. And tonight, the devil's a liar. He's the father of a lie. I've closed my eyes at times, Brother Steve, and wondered what it sounds like when he laughs at people. When he talked them into putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. People that in a moment of time go out into eternity lost without God. I wonder what it sounds like when He laughs wonder what it sounds like when they scream, I wanted to get saved. I meant to get saved. I aimed to get saved. I believe hell is full of it. Full of good intentions. I tell you, I believe it's a wicked laugh, don't you? He's not for you. He's against you. And if he can drag you off into the region of the damned, he will. He never tells anybody not to get saved. What he tells him, Brother Larry, is not now. Later. You've got plenty of time. I tell you tonight, God only knows who's leaving this world next. But I know this. If it's Pastor, don't tell anybody. Please don't tell anybody you lost your pastor. Just tell him you know where he is and you'll meet him again soon. Amen. You lose something, you don't know where it is. But I tell you, when the child of God leaves here, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Tonight, there's a doorway. The doorway. Brother Eddie, the children's church. God could use it to be the doorway for some little young'un to present the Lord Jesus in such a way that they'd want to step right through that doorway. God could use a Sunday school class, Brother Ralph, to present Jesus in such a way that they realize all I have to do is step through that door. Come to Jesus. I tell you tonight, Brother Lance, God can use a youth director, a youth group. He can use one lesson to change somebody's life forever and forever and forever. Aren't you glad we have a purpose? Aren't you glad Bible Way's not just sitting here twiddling its thumbs waiting on Jesus to come? We've got work to do. Amen. Thank God for each one that's involved in the work of God. Tonight, when you step through this door, you'll be satisfied. He'll be your portion. He'll fill you plumb up. And it'll be with good things. Amen. You know, a lot of people think that when God says, thou shalt not, like he does in the commandments, that he's trying to keep you away from the good things. Ask Adam and Eve about that. Ask them about it. When God said, you can have it all, but there's just one tree over here. And you know, most of the time in life, that's what it is. It's one tree over here. One tree that's just drawing people to it. Everybody's tree might be a little different. What tempts me may not tempt you, and vice versa. But old Slewfoot still got a tree. God says, no, don't go to that tree. That tree will hurt you. That tree will destroy you. And old Slewfoot said, ah, what's God know? You're missing out on the best. You need to come on over here to this tree. So young people, many times they get married, and they know nothing of love. All they know about is lust. There's a tree of lust. Am I right or am I wrong? And they realize too late that God was trying to keep them away from that because he loved them. He wanted to protect them. He didn't want to hurt them. He wanted to protect them. I tell you tonight, drugs, alcohol, you name it, it's all out there. There's a tree for all of it. Our little grandchildren will grow up. Pray for Aubrey right now. She's 15 years old.
You can say whatever you want to, but she's at a crossroads in her life. Pray for her daddy. Her daddy that could get in a vehicle and take her anywhere to go play volleyball, but couldn't take her to the house of God. You say, preacher, that's mean. I said, pray for her daddy. There'll come a day. There'll come a day. We wish we took our children to the house of God. I'm just telling you tonight. Come through that doorway. You'll discover what life is all about. You'll have a purpose. You'll have a peace. You'll have a joy and a love in your heart. You'll be satisfied with the portion that He gives. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You tonight for the book of Psalm. Lord, we've enjoyed studying a little bit in this chapter. God, we're nothing without You. But Lord, with Your help, You've allowed us to glean truth. And tonight, our God, I know there's people in this building that need to make that step of faith. They think they're going to miss out, Lord, if they come to Jesus. They probably will. They'll miss out on a life of misery. They'll miss out on eternity in hell. Lord, the things that this world calls good. You said if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Lord, I thank You that when we come through this door, our affection changes. Lord, our life changes. Lord, someone here tonight, Lord, I'm really burdened for one individual, especially. Lord, the young man may think he knows everything. He may think he's got a handle on life. But God, Satan is lying to him. Lord, there are others tonight, I know, that need to come to Jesus. Lord, on this Sunday night in March, I pray You'd work in hearts, work in lives. Work, God. May the Spirit of God work. Convict. Convince. People, God, that Jesus is the door. I pray, Lord, that someone would consider their ways. Consider where the way is going to end up. Consider, Lord, where they'd be in eternity tonight that their vehicle was run into and they left out of this world. Consider where they'd be tonight, Lord, if Jesus were to step out on a cloud right now with a shout, say to the church, come up hither. I pray, God, that people would consider eternity. Lord, You're the door tonight. I'm glad the door's still open. Help people to consider the fact that, Lord, one day soon, the door will be shut. I pray, God, that they'll come while the door's open.